listener production.
Hey Sarah, it's Paige. Recently, work has become super stressful. We have some new clients that have come on board, which is great, but they are demanding and my workload has increased a lot. I feel like when I leave work, all I do is think about work, and the only way to stop thinking about it is to scroll mindlessly on social media or watch TV. What do you suggest that I should do so I don't feel so stressed and sad?
I'm so sorry to hear that work has been so stressful for you lately, Paige, and it sounds like you're dealing with a lot with the new clients and increased workload. And it's totally understandable that you feel overwhelmed and find it hard to switch off from work. So today, I'm going to take you through some techniques I teach a lot of clients, and I also use myself when things are getting overwhelming. Establishing clear boundaries between work and personal time is really crucial for maintaining mental health. And when you set boundaries, you create a sense of control over your time and really reduce the risk of burnout. Research has consistently shown that maintaining a healthy work-life balance can lead to greater job satisfaction and overall well-being. For example, there's a study that's published in the Journal of Occupational Health Psychology that found that employees who are able to detach from work during non-work hours experienced lower levels of emotional exhaustion and higher levels of life satisfaction. So to set effective boundaries, I suggest implementing some of what I'm going to talk to you about next. Establish specific work hours and stick to them. For example, set a rule to stop working at 6 p.m. every day. It will make such a difference to your life. Communicate your boundaries clearly but not rudely to your colleagues and supervisors. Just let them know that you won't respond to work emails after a certain time in the evening. What's also nice is creating a dedicated workspace that is separate from your personal space if you're working from home. For instance, if you have a home office, make sure that you only do work-related activities in it. Breathwork is also something that I talk a lot about, and it's been really life-changing for me. It can be a powerful tool for reducing stress and anxiety. So deep breathing activates the body's relaxation response, helping to calm the mind and reduce muscle tension. Studies have also shown that regular practice of deep breathing can improve emotional well-being and also reduce any symptoms of depression and anxiety. One of the most effective breathwork techniques is diaphragmatic breathing, also known as belly breathing. So to practice this technique, sit or lie down in a comfortable position, place one hand on your abdomen and the other hand on your chest, inhale deeply through your nose, allowing your abdomen to rise as you fill your lungs with air. Exhale slowly through your mouth, letting your abdomen fall. Repeat this process for several minutes, focusing on the sensation of your breath moving in and out of your body. I spoke with Sharon Salzberg, who's a meditation teacher, about stress on a Life of Greatness podcast, and she said,
well, evolutionary biologists talk about it in terms of a negativity bias, that we're kind of wired as though we were still in the jungle with lions and tigers about to eat us, you know? And so we tend to interpret stress, stressors, you know, as threats. And of course, some of them are threats, but maybe they're not all threats. You know, so if you look at like the descriptions of stress, it's a combination of the circumstance, you know, like the external or even internal stressor. It's the circumstance, and then there's the resource with which it's being met. And so we know that, you know, that we might be having a basically good time in life, like things are placid or even really good, but internally we feel chaotic, we feel alone, you know, lonely, we feel depressed. We're not going to be having a really good time, you know, no matter what.
Incorporating breathwork into your daily routine can help you manage stress, improve your mood, and enhance your overall well-being. Spending time with friends and loved ones can also have a positive effect on your mental health. So, you know, a lot of research has shown that social connection is a key predictor of happiness and well-being. So going for a walk with a friend not only provides an opportunity for exercise, but also allows you to connect with others and share your thoughts and feelings with those that you trust. I hope these suggestions help you find some relief from your stress. And for everyone listening, remember it's important to take care of yourself and prioritize your well-being. If you have any questions you'd love answered by me in one of our Sarah's Greatness episodes, like the one you've heard today, please send a voice message to my Instagram DMs at Sarah Grimberg, or write me a message in my DMs and one of my producers will get back to you. I look forward to hearing from you soon.
Listener.